NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hi, my name's Don McGlashan, and my new album is called Bright November Morning.
Smell of sunscreen mixed with ice cream, bay of white caps, you took your first steps in the sand. A tiny Michelin man.
The name of your album, Bright November Morning, sets up quite a beautiful scene, and definitely your songs can reflect that scene and they can feel warm and optimistic like a bright morning. But some songs also feel quite sad and melancholic. Do you ever know how an album is going to turn out? Do you ever go into an album wanting it to have a particular sound?
I never know how an album's going to turn out. It depends on what I've been living through for the past few years before I make the record. It's a sort of snapshot of my life over the last few years. There is a lot of optimism on this. I think there's some songs, that particularly Lights Come On, that's a song which is about people longing for the connection that a gig gives them. That's an optimistic thing, I guess. There's some songs which aren't optimistic at all. There's some quite bleak songs, but there's also songs which I started off as a fairly scary, bleak idea, and they actually ended up hopeful.
I know you kind of already mentioned it just then about this album being a reflection of your life in recent years, but were there any inspirations with this album? What were you wanting to explore?
Well, I think what I'm always trying to do with my songs is just, you know, feel or see something and then filter that into the song in such a way that when somebody hears the song, maybe they might feel some of the same thing that I felt. If it's, you know, with Shackleton, for instance, the song that was, I made a trip to the Antarctic and I was, you know, really overwhelmed by the sort of landscape and also the history of the place. And the history of sort of scientific striving, but also the history of humans pitting themselves against nature. And so that's kind of my process. And I wouldn't say that it's that I set out to get something across, because I think if you set out to get something across, then it makes what you do quite finite. Whereas if you set out to try and follow a song to see where it's going to go, then it can lead you in surprising ways.
One of the things I feel like many people would know about you playing in different bands throughout the years is that you can play many instruments, and you definitely include lots of instruments in your songs. Are there any instruments in this particular album that take the spotlight, or one that was your favorite?
There's Shane Carter's guitar, which he's a real master, and there's some you know, wonderful things where he picks up an atmosphere and just runs with it and becomes like another character in the song. There's also the mandolin, which sort of arrived late onto the record. There's a song called Nothing on the Windows, which was a sort of a bossa nova track, a sort of warped little story about somebody who's unraveling, and it's written in the form of a note to your partner or something. And the song wasn't really working for me until I added the mandolin at the front and the end of the song. And a friend of mine said, that reminds me of early Split Enz concerts. You know, in Auckland in the 70s, there would be these great shows that Enz would do, and they'd start with massed mandolins or something like that. So I guess it's a nod to another era of music. I mean, I've used some sort of mandolin in past records. There's a Mutton Birds song called White Valiant that's got a mandolin in the chorus. But just having like a choir of mandolins suddenly come in to start this song off and finish it off, I think that's an instrument that's got a bit of a spotlight on it. So Shane Carter plays guitar on the record. Chris O'Connor, who's played with me for quite a few years but also plays in Phoenix Foundation, he plays drums. And James Duncan, who plays with Shane in Dimmer and also plays with Sean, my friend Sean, in the SJD band. So he plays bass. So it's a wonderful band, and it was a real privilege to know that they were going to be playing these songs and to be thinking about that as I was writing.
The first song we are talking about is Lights Come On, which is a lovely track to start us off with. And you touched on it briefly before, but could you tell me in more detail what this song is about?
Well, Lights Come On, I sketched it in an old journal like a long, long time ago, maybe 25, 30 years ago. And I still keep, I've got like lots of these dog-eared old school journals that I keep little ideas in. And this one was when the Mutton Birds were touring through Europe, opening for the Scottish band Simple Minds. And they're huge in Europe. When we were there, they had fallen out of favour somewhat in the UK, but they were still enormous on the continent. And so we'd play our gig in front of like 10,000 people in Germany or Austria or in Italy or France. And then we'd just go out into the audience and just stand there amongst the audience. And I particularly just love to stand there and feel the sense of expectation. And I didn't know what kind of song it was going to turn into. And actually, it probably never would have turned into a song had not it been for COVID and the sort of enforced lack of live events and, you know, events where you're sort of standing in a room feeling expectant with a whole bunch of strangers. And so that became what it was about.
There's a guitar with its six strings wound up tight, foot pedals with their little red lights, 88 keys and flats and sharps, waiting for the show to start. Pulses race, but everyone's still, hundreds of lungs empty and filled.
Come on, and the lights come on. Oh, and the vows glow. Lights come on. Oh, and the
The next song we are talking about is Nothing on the Windows. What is this song about?
Well, I wanted to write a song in the voice of somebody writing a note to their partner or something, you know, like, I had to go out, can you get some milk? You know, those sort of real basic things that we write to each other. And then I was interested in what would happen if I pushed that idea so that the note was from somebody that's really kind of falling off the rails. And I played with it, and I tried, you know, tried different ways, and some of the ways I tried it turned it into a really dark song. But eventually what I ended up liking most was this sort of quite lilting, quite gentle approach. But it's got this strange mandolin introduction, and it's got an outro which is also mandolin, but it's got a baritone guitar solo, like they sometimes use in country ballads. But I think it really fits the character of the person singing the song.
Thank you.
this next song is called Shackleton, and I was invited to go down to Antarctica quite a few years ago now, and I went down. It was a time when they wanted to bring artists, photographers, painters, songwriters down to the ice to see what the New Zealand contingent were doing down there, and also to come back and make pieces about it so that Kiwis would feel more engaged in the whole experiment, the whole endeavour that was happening down there. Because New Zealand's super important in Antarctica. You know, we really look after the place because most of the other outposts of other countries are only, they're only populated a few months of the year, whereas we run ours year round. And if anybody goes there and gets lost, we're the ones that find them. So I went there and I was really, really blown away by the landscape and by the human history of Antarctica, the great experiment in altruism that it is, sort of a whole bunch of countries agreeing not to fight over land, not like anywhere else in the world. And also the sort of spiritual history of it, I guess. And that's where, you know, I was reading up the journals of Shackleton, and he had this kind of recurring optical illusion thing that he writes in his journals about quite a lot, where he would look up ahead as he was walking through the snow and he'd see his crewman, and he'd expect, you know, to see that person up ahead of him, but he'd also see somebody else, or what he thought was somebody else. And it kept recurring. It was like a recurring vision in the blizzard and in the snow. I thought that was really interesting, and I started writing the song just about the emptiness and the hugeness of the landscape, and then eventually that idea of seeing somebody that's not there turned into the chorus of the song. And Shane Carter plays some beautiful Ebow electric guitar on it. And this song actually was one that we did in one take. There's a few overdubs of like string samples and things, but mainly we just got into the studio and played it once. Thank you.
ship's doctor waits. He doesn't speak, however human, however wrong. They followed you, you brought them home. However human, however wrong. They followed you, you brought them home. This man walks beside.
Next track's called Go Back In, and it's kind of it's a kind of a joyful song, and it's about wanting more of life, or wanting another helping of whatever, you know, running another lap or eating another helping or diving back in for another swim or something. That's what it's about. And I guess because it's the sea, I write a lot of things about the sea, and some of those songs contain images that I don't really understand, and there's stuff in there that I don't quite understand, but I like it. You know, stuff about the hidden thing underneath the water, and the giant Russian freighter going by. But I think it's okay to have things in your songs that you don't quite understand yourself. Thank you.
just wanna remember how it felt before.
This is a song called Start Again, and it's one of the last ones I wrote for this album. And I started writing it as a simple love song to my wife, just the kind of song where you're offering help to somebody. You're saying, if you fall over, I'll pick you up. If you're tired, I'll help you rest, you know. And we all want to write one of those songs because, you know, everybody maybe's got one of them, one song, like it just a pure, simple offer of yourself as a gift to somebody, or offer of what you can do as a gift to somebody else. But the reason they're so hard to write is that they sound cheesy. They sound like a Hallmark card or something. So I kind of put it away. I had the rough structure of it. I put it away. And then I came back to New Zealand from Canada, where I live some of the time, and I was in managed isolation. And a friend of my kids, I've got grown-up kids here, and a friend of them committed suicide. And as there's been a lot, there's been too many. I mean, one is too many, but there's been a few over the last few years of, young people in their 20s. And suddenly I think I had a different approach to the song. I think I wanted it to be not just offering help to a lover, but saying to somebody out there, please call me if you feel like that, which is kind of what we all, it's a collective feeling that we all of us feel when we hear that kind of news. And I poured all of the sadness and also the sense of commitment to want to help, I poured it all into the song. And my friend Sean Donnelly helped me. He was a good sounding board for the whole album. I would play him things, and he'd say, "No, that's rubbish. Do it again." But with this song, he was great. He was a good sounding board for this one. And it was, as I say, it was one of the last ones to come on the record, but it's one that I'm really pleased with.
And the chariot won't swing low unless you leave. Rain falls down, soaks you to the skin. When there's too much space in this town, not enough grace to go around. When you look up to see you falling down again. No one understands. Thank you.
That was Longplayer. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.